Hey, Vic, how's it going?
Hey, good, bud. What's going on with you?
Oh, kind of all over the map this week. This weekend. Yeah.
All right. Well, birthday weekend. Hopefully you did something good.
I got a little fishing in and hung out with the kids, chilled on a boat, and worked on replacing a putting green that I got in my yard. So that's
okay.
A little bit of everything. Yeah.
Yeah.
A little bit of everything.
Very eclectic. I like it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well said.
All right.
So how was your vacation? You had a good break?
Yeah, it was a staycation. Did nothing except what I wanted to. So I wound up playing golf like 3 or 4 times. Kind of
nice.
Yeah, it was really. I mean, usually you get bogged down by chores and shit, and I was like, nope, that I can
yep.
do another time.
Good.
Yeah.
Good deal.
So, but looks like someone was able to help you with the ovals.
Yeah, well, I got some anyway. I needed to touch base with you today, so I'm glad you called. What do you have for, like, the 1 3/4 carat size ovals? SI1 to VS2. Got anything in that world?
I do not know. Carat 3/4, SI1 or better, G or better, yeah?
Yep.
Well, I will tell you, I don't know if I can get this. Red flag on it, and I, you know, that usually means, like, don't promise it. It might not be available.
Right.
But I have a 170 that's a GSI-1, excellent, excellent faint. It's a 137-to-1 ratio. Got some twinning wisp in it, but nothing horrible. I mean, it's actually quite nice. That one nets out at 86.28.
Oh, boy. That's a big difference from the 2 carat that I have.
Yeah, I can't look at both at the same time, so I'm not sure.
Sure.
I mean, you're probably talking, almost 18, 19 for whatever you have in the 2 carat, if it's G better?
I think it was like 15, 16, yeah.
Okay.
Wow. Well, that's encouraging, actually. See if you can get that one. I don't have the, obviously I'm not in front of my,
sure,
of what I've got. If you could look, what's the ratio of the 2 carat that I have?
Yeah, I'm not sure. Give me just a second, because I want to ask for this before someone else might. That way,
okay,
if we're first in line to get told no.
Right.
If this does go on memo, I guarantee they're going to be like, this has got to be a very, very short memo.
Yeah. No, I understand.
All right, so let me go look at the one you've got. Yeah, the one you have is a 201 GSI-1, just shy of 16,000.
Yep.
And that's a 147-to-1 ratio, so that one's like more elongated.
Yeah. Okay.
The 137's kind of a more traditional, you know. Before everybody got into wonky shapes, everybody was always looking for a 135-to-145-to-1 ratio.
Right. Okay. Well, why don't you just let me know what you can make happen with that one, and I'll talk to my guy and go from there, I guess.
Okie doke.
I think
right,
price. Cool. I think he'll. What's the? Do you have the
You want to know the millimeters?
170. Yeah, the spread on it.
All right, so bear with me for a second because I'm going to write down. I'm going to look at the 2-carat. I'll compare them side by side.
Okay.
All right, so the one you have in your hands is 10.2 by 6.92.
Yep.
And this 170 is a 9.03 by 6.58. So you're losing about a millimeter in length, and you're losing about a half a millimeter in width.
Okay. Gotcha. Okay. I will talk with my guy about it when I hear back from you and go from there. I don't think he wanted, and I guess we can always explore the 2-carat realm some more and see if there's something else that would get us down in price that doesn't change color and clarity a whole lot, just something a little different in specs. I don't know what else is available. I kind of just took the first ones that she rattled off, and I said I need to show them. So
yeah, the GSI one that you've got is actually the least expensive G plus SI one plus that I have in my. Like the next step is 16.4 for the same color grade, same clarity grade.
Right. Okay. How does the clarity look on that? I know the one I have has some black spots in it that I'm not exactly thrilled with. They are off to the side, but off to the side of the table, I guess. They're not,
It's more important to know that it's out on memo.
Okay.
Give me a quick second, though, because I do have a... Nope, that one's got black in it. Never mind. Yeah, that one hasn't been out that long. That one went out last Thursday.
Okay.
So, and then it goes straight to a FSI one for $18,000, and that one's got strong blue.
Okay. Well, we're right where we need to be then for those kinds of things.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's just see what the 170 looks like. Are there any, man?
The only other
one. Have the carrot. Go ahead, sorry.
Yeah, no. Everything else is just out. There's another 170 G VS2. Literally goes up just from a VS or SI1 to a VS2. Same. I mean, almost everything's identical on it. Millimeters are a little bit bigger, but that one jumps up to 12.5.
Okay. Gotcha. Okay. That gives me enough to go on.
Yeah. There is one that's out that would be interesting to me. It's a 170 FSI1. Slightly bigger millimeters, 9.25 by 6.6. It's 10,200.
Okay.
So.
Not opposed to that
not,
one.
Not dramatic, but... That one's the next closest.
Right. Okay. I'll talk with him because that does change ratio quite a bit, and we did talk about that when he called about it. So.
Okay.
I said usually the ratio is for the elongated to you're going to have more of a standard cut or more of a standard shape for an oval than these that were more elongated. So I wasn't talking out of my ass. So
nope.
I guess I got lucky on that one.
Yeah. Blind squirrel gets
I think I remember a lot of... That's right. That's right. I think I remember a lot of things. So, yeah. Awesome. Yeah, let me know.
All right. Sounds good.
All right. Talk soon. See ya.
All right. Bye.